fighting for America.
It's Christmas Eve. It's the one night of the year when we all act a little nicer, we smile a little easier, we share a little more. For a couple of hours out of the whole year, we are the people that we always hoped we would be.
Fighting for Idaho.
We're going to press on, and we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap danced with Danny Kaye.
Fighting for you.
Merry Christmas!
Sees Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Hi, baby KIDO, Kevin Miller in the Morning. Our Matters of Faith program continues. Of course, the day before Christmas, the sacred day. Joining us now, Pastor Bob Caldwell, Calvary Chapel Church. Of course, Pastor Bob is known throughout the community. I had the pleasure of introducing him at the God and Country Rally. He's not at a loss for words. Pastor Bob, thank you for joining us, sir.
It's my pleasure.
You know, we talk about Christmas. Your thoughts on what it means and what you'll be saying at your services, sir?
Well, you know, first of all, what it means for me personally is kind of twofold. I love the fact that our culture can slow down at least a little bit, at least some of us do, you know, and spend more time with your family. For me, I live a busy life as well, and so it's awesome just to be with my kids, my grandkids, and to actually have 2 or 3 days uninterrupted. This is awesome.
Is that possible these days? You know, as you're looking at me, I'm texting, tweeting, and doing everything else.
Yeah.
Have we lost our perspective, maybe as a society as a whole, sir?
Well, I definitely, you know, the families are eroding at an increased level, you know, like never before in our country, at least. And the shift in our culture at a lot of levels is really making it a lot tougher. But, you know, I was raised in a pretty dysfunctional family, so I had this passion to break the cycle, break the chain, and create a new, literally, me and my wife called it a new family line. And so we're honestly, to me, it's more important than anything else I do is crafting a family that is paramount to the how we define ourselves as individuals. And, you know, Christ has done that in our life in amazing ways. And so we got, you know, 4 kids, 12 grandkids, and, you know, we get together and enjoy that stuff that money can't buy. So, yeah, I'm sure it's getting worse, but, you know, my 2 cents, let's try and make it better by doing it right ourselves. And, you know, one other thing is we've started a Family of Promise effort in our church, and its sole purpose is to restore families. And it's, I mean, the big event we did, we had like 1,200 people show up, and I thought it'd be like 300.
Right.
There was such a hunger that was not being met, I realized, in our own church. So I'm excited for family. But anyways, that's my first thing with Christmas. Christmas, to me, secondly, I love to talk about the wonder of Christ's person, you know, who he is, why he came. It's a blast.
Pastor Bob, for people right now that may be alone, that may be by themselves, feeling tough, the holidays sometimes, Christmas, tough time for people, what would you say to them right now, one-on-one?
Well, come and see us at one of our services or some of the many other awesome churches here in our valley. That's not going to meet some of the more intimate things, but I do believe that you need to get out and enjoy fellowship and worship during a time like this. Number two, I really believe that Christ is our best friend. And I really believe that if you're lonely, first you connect with him. And I believe number two, you find somebody else that's even lonelier. Rather than worry about your own loneliness, there's so many other people that could benefit. If someone would go on Christmas Day and visit some elderly in a rest home, do some things that actually turn your own loneliness into something redemptive. Do something with that time.
Pastor Bob, as we continue on here at 580 KIDO, let's talk about, as a pastor, your church, the Christmas celebration. Take us inside.
In the sense of what, as a church, we do, or kind of the message, kind of what the church thing? Well, you know, for us as a church, We love to worship and we love His Word, so it's really that simple. You know, we take special time just to worship, create a lot of awesome music, but we don't. It's not really a big show, to be honest. We really are excited about worshiping Christ at a very direct personal level during this season of the year. And we found just amazing amounts of people that join us every year that are not real familiar with the real purpose of Christmas, the purpose of Christ coming. And so we find this one of the great highlights of our year, right, is sharing Christ and the purpose of His coming, which, you know, it wasn't giving Santa Claus a job. So right, a little more to it.
How does the Lord, how does Christ compete with the materialism, with jolly old Saint Nick in this world that we live in?
It's real simple. He's so much better. It's not even a competition. The distraction that people have with things, it's the same all year round. I don't know that Christmas is probably any more distracting. When people do not have a heart after God, they're going to be distracted with something. I prefer to use it for the positive, that it is the only time of year where people still, at least in our culture, tend to be a little more open to the purpose of the holiday, as they call it. And we capitalize on it. You know, we have so many, really thousands of people that will show up, invited by people from our church, that it's awesome, you know, because right, they're there and we're able to share Christ and the purpose of why He came to this world, to be a Savior, to be a Redeemer, to be a life changer, that I think if people can just get a little taste, I don't have to talk them into the fact that He's probably a little more significant than stressing out about what color socks you're going to buy one of your kids.
Or parking spaces. Or shopping.
Well, parking places, we have problems at our own church, so don't bring that up.
Okay. Well, give myself the bell here on that one. But, you know, when we go back to His birth, we go back to Joseph and Mary in the manger. What goes on in your mind, you know, God becoming man to save man?
Well, I go back to what Paul himself said, Paul the Apostle. He said, it is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance that Christ came into the world to save sinners. So that moment that happened in Bethlehem, which fulfilled an amazing amount of prophecies in the Old Testament, as I'm sure many people may or may not know. But in that moment, it was a fulfillment of so many prophecies about one who had come to be a Redeemer, to be a wonderful Counselor, to be the manifestation of a mighty God, would be establishing a kingdom. And obviously in that moment, a spiritual kingdom emerged that is so transformative and powerful, and a kingdom that will one day be on the earth. And when those three kings came and worshiped Christ, they knew more than many people do today, and they had hardly any information except a prophecy and a word that God showed them, where they come all the way from Persia down to Jerusalem, and they say, where is this king born among the Jews? And those Persian wise men, when they hear the news that is given to them, right, through Herod, through prophecies of the Old Testament. I mean, it's an amazing series of God's voice throughout human history. So there you got these prophecies fulfilled, it's written, these guys show up, they go to Bethlehem, but guess who doesn't go? The people who actually had the information. Because Herod went to the prophets, to the teachers of the Old Testament, and said, so where will the Messiah be born? What does the scripture say? Bethlehem. So who hops on their camel and rides?
Right.
Not the priests. Not the prophets.
Not
certainly
Herod.
Not Herod.
Right, who had other plans for him.
Right. But three foreigners from a very distant land traveling for weeks offer sincere worship to him. So what that tells me, Jesus is out of the box. He's out of the system a lot of times of religion that man makes. And he has established a kingdom on this earth that's a revolution of his salvation and of literally what this world so desperately needs. We need a spiritual kingdom right here, right now. We cannot wait for second return of Christ to start seeing to facing really what I believe we as Christians need to face. We have got to bring his kingdom into the world today. And that's what I think about when I think about Christmas. The purpose of it was certainly more than giving Santa a job.
Well, you're right, Pastor Bob, as we continue on. Kevin Miller here at 580KIDO. But, you know, you go back to Joseph and Mary and what they were thinking in the manger.
They were in shock.
Right. I mean, the idea, and then these folks from Persia, as you've said, came to visit them, but to not have a room at the inn. And here you have the Son of God born in a manger.
Yeah.
And then you have Mary and Joseph. You know, two simple folks.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that they minded because they were real poor people. You know, they're so poor that when they dedicated Jesus, they couldn't even give the actual offering required, which was a lamb. If you're really poor, you could do a dove. They were poor people. And, you know, not having a place to stay all the time would not be a shock to them. And I think that, again, we overthink it because we're Americans and we live in a wealthy culture. But, you know, I bet they were just full of joy. You know, that's about all I think they could imagine. That this miraculous opportunity where Mary was so thrilled. Lord, be to me. Let you do with me whatever you will. If you're going to do this, I will birth the Messiah. For all time and eternity. What a privilege. So I'm seeing the place as full of joy, full of praise, full of excitement. And, you know, I think it left a statement, obviously.
That resonates today.
You bet, because, you know, the fact is God's sovereign. He's relatively capable of operating things in the unseen to get things happen. He was born in a barn for a reason. You know, it wasn't an accident. It was a statement about what's really important in this life.
And that's what we're talking about on Christmas Eve. We urge you to keep it right here. And again, if you're alone, if you're by yourself, if you're working, you're in our thoughts and prayers, you aren't alone. You're part of God's kingdom. And certainly we hope that you attend a church service this evening or tomorrow. And if you're listening to this program, you know that, you know, it's not about the toys and everything else. Those are great. But it's about spending time with your family, with those loved ones, whether they're with you or not, whether they're still on this earth or not, and celebrating the birth of Christ. And that's what we're talking about.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Pastor Bob Caldwell with us from the Calvary Chapel Church. Pastor Bob, you know, I'm trying to think. We've gotten very deep on this program, but that's so needed. You take a look at the evilness in the world today, whether it's in the Treasure Valley or in the Middle East. The need for faith, the need for goodness is relevant now more than ever, sir.
Well, the fact is Christ came to establish his kingdom, you know, in the spiritual dimension of reality now. And he will establish one on the earth someday. But right now, we got the right now. And Christ was very clear when he called Paul the first, Jewish convert of his caliber, one of the leading Jews of his time, and he's converted and called to become this apostle. You know what Jesus told him? He said, this is your job description. You bring people from the power of Satan to the power of God, from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. It's very clearly defined, very straight up. You know, there's no ambiguity about the statement. So Christ himself realizes if we're going to be sent into this world, we're not getting people to join our church. We're not trying to get them to join our club, our social activities, our potlucks. We're revolutionaries. We're spiritual revolutionaries that are here on this planet to be representatives of the most wonderful revolution this world will ever see. And when we lose touch of that, I believe we become lost.
Right.
And we're not going to be world changers. You know, we will change this world at the level that we can in the midst of it being fallen, to the degree that we walk in the power of his kingdom, the truth of his kingdom, that we really are salt and light, that our lives are such a transformative expression of how you can have so much grace, so much love, so much spiritual clarity in a fallen world. You know, we are not victims. We're victors through Christ in how we respond to this world. You know, I just met with Nagme, who's the wife of Saeed. A lot of folks know this family because they're here from the Treasure Valley.
We have her on every month.
Yeah. And so she just told me the letter that Saeed wrote and showed it to me a little bit, got to read some of it. And, you know, the focus that they have on what really is important, what we really are here to do, is to bring Christ. And that is in suffering. You know, I mean, we are not here just to show off how much stuff we have or how big our churches are. We're here to show how glorious Christ's kingdom is, that you can be in a prison and you can be in a very horribly, horribly, physically difficult place that he's in, let alone psychologically, with prisoners around him who hate his guts, who are hardcore against Christianity. Even they're prisoners, but they all share the same hatred. Not all of them, but many of them, for everything he stands for. And you live in that every day.
And he doesn't give up his faith.
Well, that's the whole point. Why? Because the kingdom of God is with him. You know, Christ gives a peace that the world can't give because it's a spiritual reality. And that presence of that kingdom, the peace, the joy, the love of his kingdom, the clarity of his kingdom, the strength of his kingdom, it's real. And when that is the template that Christians live by, the world, they do notice. Because, you know, you can only drink so much beer and smoke so much dope and collect so much money and make it with so many chicks or show off whatever your thing is. Or it's not filling the vacuum. It's not enough to deal with this crazy world. And Christ, he came into the world not just to be born in a manger, but to be risen, you know, through the cross, the resurrection, and to say, follow me and bring my kingdom wherever you go until I return. So, yeah, I definitely have a very different paradigm on how I look at this fallen world. I don't see it anything less than an opportunity to bring something much better. And so lastly, in my mind, Christmas is this reminder of God so loved the world, he sent his son.
Right.
And it began in that moment in Bethlehem. And what did he send him to do? He sent him to then send us, as Jesus, you remember, he prayed for us. Lord, as you sent me into the world, send them into the world. Just before his crucifixion. That was his prayer. And if we who do believe in Christ are sent into this world, let me tell you, we have so much to give. And so much that people are hungry for, they just don't know we have it. So, to me, Christmas is a fresh call to purpose and destiny. That's why I love the holiday, and I do love the music. I have to tell you that as well.
Let me hit you with this. We've got 3 minutes left.
Yeah.
Nagme Nabedini, Pastor Saeed, you've been there. Your church has been there. You know, what's it like for them? Because we hear them in public, but I mean, there's a mom with her kids. There's a dad that's missing everything, giving it up for God, for Christ. Being a part of that, what is that like for you and your church?
You know, the Bible says you rejoice with those who rejoice, and you share in sorrow with those who are in sorrow. So we live that way. You know, there's times of great joy for Nagme when though she has not been able to see her efforts release Saeed yet, she's seen how her message of enduring very painful circumstances resonate with people, that she leaves some of these meetings she speaks at, whether it's the UN, places in Europe, places here in our government, just local churches. People realize there is a kingdom. And the Iranian government can't stop that kingdom's presence in Saeed's life or in her life when her children obviously do say, Mommy, when's Daddy coming home? She knows what to say. And she knows how God can bring his kingdom to those kids. So that's how they're doing. You know, they're human, so they have pain. But the pain is overcome with grace.
And I guess that's the message.
You bet.
Finally, we live in a society where everybody's a victim, but you say we're victors.
I totally believe we're victors.
Anything else you'd like to share with us?
You know, God is good, and he's getting a bad rap, and I think the best thing we can do is live it, who know this, and start rejoicing. In all things rejoice. and live with great confidence in his capacity to manifest his kingdom in this city, in this valley like never before.
If people want to go to your church, what's the best way to do that?
Well, they got to send me a private $100 donation.
Yes.
And I get them a special seat. So what they do is they just show up, obviously.
Right.
It's very simple. You know, we're on the website, and, you know, we're in Boise. It's pretty easy to find.
Right.
And if you just check all the local methodologies of communication, I hate to explain it all now, but I can tell you this. It's a great place to visit, and regardless if it's maybe the church you always want to be in, I really believe you'll find that it's a very welcoming place, especially for non-Christians that you might have around you in your life that want to hear about Christ. So it is at the corner of Cole and Franklin.
Right.
In what is called the Auto Mall.
I've been there, yeah.
Yeah, we bought a car dealership and turned it into a church.
Wow. That's going from the dark to the light, if nothing else. Pastor Bob, we appreciate that. Thank you for making time to come in, sir.
Sure, my joy.
You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning. Welcome to Matters of Faith. Kevin Miller in the morning, along with our friend, the Reverend Bill Roscoe of the Boise Rescue Mission. Here we are on Christmas Eve, Reverend Bill. You've had a very successful Christmas banquet in Boise and in Nampa. For those of us that couldn't attend, I had the pleasure of going to the Boise one. Tell us a little bit about what happens. And you know, for me, I think it's a great conversion, convergence of need, of volunteerism, and, of course, of people in the great business community giving as well.
And you're right, Kevin, and good morning to you, and Merry Christmas, brother.
Merry Christmas.
You're right, Kevin. It is all of that, and even more, because there's a huge spiritual component to what we do. As always, you know, we're wanting to give glory and honor to Jesus and lead people into the light of Christ. And that happens in a big way at those banquets, too, because before each meal service, there's a brief chapel service, and it's usually a very good and inspirational, interesting message from someone from the community, one of our local pastors generally. And people hear the good news, and people are invited to receive Christ, and that happens. It happens often at those events. So once again, here we are looking at Christmas Day with, 2,000 people over last week at the Christmas banquets, having a meal and getting toys for their children, getting a food box, and the Gideons are there giving away Bibles. And those people today are going to celebrate Christmas with a little bigger smile on their face, or perhaps with a smile that they might not have had because of the generous people, businesses, churches, and folks in this community who come alongside the rescue mission and make those events possible.
Is the need ever met?
Well, I don't think we can meet all the need all the time, but we certainly can do our best to meet as many as we can. And, you know, the mission probably has the largest events of this sort, but we have great agencies here, particularly the Salvation Army and the Idaho Food Bank, who really step up for the holiday season as well and help people. And, of course, all year long, you know, we're out there doing what we do and trying to help people. But there's going to be people who are not advised, who can't get to the place to get the food, or, you know, don't know where the food banks are and things like that. But we pray for those people, and we pray for this community that God will stir people up to serve and that people will find their needs met.
Reverend Bill, what do you say to the people that may be left behind? And having been someone who has always been away from his family because of the love for the broadcasting, I have a special sensitivity for that, for those folks that maybe they're serving in the military. Maybe their spouse is away serving in the military, or they're driving long-distance truck or something of that nature, and they kind of feel left out today, and maybe they've tuned into the old Kevin Miller program. What do you say directly to them to inspire them?
Well, the best thing I can say to anyone to inspire them is that God loves them, and he does, and God loves us, Kevin, and it's a wonderful thing to know that, that we have the love of God on our side. I would say to those who are doing those things you mentioned earlier, and having served in the military, I'll always remember Christmas in Vietnam. That was a very, very interesting time. I would say to those folks that God loves you, and take a moment, set aside a little time for yourself to talk to God, to say thank you to God for the blessings of life. And even in our most desperate situations, we can always find a blessing. We can always appreciate, even if it's just the fact that we're alive and breathing and have opportunity to live and to prosper. We need to take time to do that. And wherever folks are today, tomorrow, throughout the week, every day, take a little time out and communicate with God. Let him know that you appreciate his love and his blessing in your life. And ask him to bless you. Ask him to give you wisdom and discernment. Ask him to show you the way that you ought to be going. And he will hear and answer that prayer. And life is always better when we're in the will of God.
Our great friend, the Reverend Bill Roscoe, with us here at 580KIDO. How do we bring people back? How do you bring people back from addiction, from abuse, from homelessness?
Again, Kevin, it all starts with a change of the heart. Your friend Alan Morton the other day at the banquet told me that he appreciates that change comes from the inside out, and Alan Morton was right on that count.
That'd be Alan L. Morton, attorney at law?
That'd be him. Assistant to Kevin Miller at KIDO, I think. Anyways, the fact is change comes from within, and I think, again, Kevin, it starts with our sharing our faith, you know, the changed lives that we all live. Some of my staff members are graduates of our own program and other programs of recovery. As you know, I have a very colorful past, if you will, and had some time with Jack Daniels as my best friend and things like that. And to talk about how Jesus set us free from those addictions and the bondage to sin. I mean, that's what it's really all about, is let's give up the sin and let's take on the righteousness of Christ. And when we can talk to people like that about that issue, about those issues in their lives, and folks take a hold of that truth and run with it for themselves, why, the next thing you know, we have a new creature. And that new creature then is limitless in potential. I mean, for goodness sake, here I am, Bill Roscoe, and I'm the president and CEO of the Boise Rescue Mission Ministries. I have to pinch myself sometime to realize that I'm awake and this is real and not a dream. It's the most amazing thing I could ever imagine doing with my life. But, you know, you go back 45 years ago, you'd have never thought that I'd be that man, because that was certainly not the road I was on. So Jesus brings change, and we want to help people to understand that and then give them the tools they need to be successful in getting into the mainstream again. You know, you're not going to become the president and CEO of a rescue mission overnight, probably, but you can be working your way towards that goal or any other goal that you set for yourself in wisdom from God.
As we move along here at 580KIDO, what about Christmas Eve? You talked a little bit about your time in Vietnam. What about the people serving right now? What do you say to them?
Well, the first thing I say to them is thank you so very, very much for your service. And I want to encourage your listeners and everyone within the sound of this broadcast and online at KIDO.com, pray for our men and women in the military. And pray for our men and women in law enforcement, because I think both of those groups of people right now are facing terrible adversaries and enemies that are bent on their destruction. And I would say to them that we appreciate them. We pray for them to come home safely. We pray that they'll have their needs met, whatever those needs are, both for the job and for their families. And I say to them that there's no greater honor than to serve our country in that capacity. And as far as I'm concerned, anyway, and I hope that they appreciate that appreciation.
Our friend Reverend Bill with us, the Matters of Faith program continues. Hard to believe when we take a look at Jesus and Mary and Joseph, what they were going through as people.
Well, it was a difficult time for the two of them. You know, the culture then was very determined that any woman who came up with child, as it were, and wasn't betrothed, as it was not a good woman or a godly woman, and certainly Mary could have faced a lot more scorn and a lot more resentment than she did had Joseph not listened and heard from God and did what God asked him to do. It was a supernatural turn of events, obviously, that the Holy Spirit would come and would be the father of Jesus, if you will. And you know, they were just regular folks. He was a carpenter and she was his helpmate. And Jesus grew up that way. He grew up in the carpenter shop, working with his hands, building furniture probably, and doing cabinetry kind of work, as I understand it.
Sure, but can you understand, you know, you that have been a father and a grandfather, your wife's about ready to have a baby, and there's no hospital, there's no inn, and you go to a manger?
Yeah. Well, you know... That's the kind of folks they were, though, Kevin. They made do. You know, it's kind of like the working folks of today, the old blue-collar people of America. You make do with what you have, and you make the best of what you have. And so they couldn't get a room at the inn. Their rooms were all full. And you know, there's this great misconception that they were homeless people and transient poverty-stricken people. They weren't. They simply couldn't find a room because the town was too crowded with people. And they ended up staying in the barn. But they made the best of it. And, of course, it has all kinds of implications for who Christ is, the humble Christ. He could have been born at St. Luke's in Meridian tomorrow, you know, but instead he was born in a manger a couple thousand years ago in a little country that wasn't very well known or loved at the time. And, you know, it's said that he never traveled more than 200 miles from the place that he was born, you know, in his earthly body. And that he never spoke to huge crowds of people such as Billy Graham and other great evangelists have spoken to. So the implication there of humility and service to God, I think, is really important to not overlook, because that's how he came into this earth, and that's the way that we ought to be thinking of him as our Savior and our Lord and as God. But humbling himself, and as the Scripture says, humbling himself ultimately to the point of death, so that Bill Roscoe and Kevin Miller and anyone who would believe could be saved. It's a remarkable story.
And much more as our Matters of Faith program continues with the Reverend Bill Roscoe of the Boise Rescue Mission, boiserm.org, if you want more information or you'd like to donate and help. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580K.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Reverend Bill Roscoe, Kevin Miller here. Matters of Faith, we continue on talking about the issues of Christmas here on Christmas Eve. Reverend Bill, what's your staff going to be doing? Do they ever get any time off?
There'll be people working. You know, we're a 24/7 operation, and there'll be people manning the desk at the shelters and people doing case management, and we've got food to serve, 1,000 meals a day. That's about the average right now. It's really, really busy at the kitchens of the rescue mission. They're going to have a good time, though, because we've got Christmas presents for all of our children and all of our program members, including the veterans, thanks to my friends in VFW and other veterans organizations in the Valley. We're going to have Christmas presents for all the vets, too. And most of our guests are going to get a gift as well. You know, to wake those folks up in the morning and have them come down to breakfast, give them a good meal and sing a couple of Christmas carols. It brings a smile to many faces and a tear to a few eyes, and it's a wonderful, wonderful time.
Indeed. And you wanted to give a special shout-out?
I must have forgot.
As we were talking about the police and everybody else.
You know, Miller, I'm in the Christmas spirit, and I have to admit I was making a little merry yesterday, so...
All right, we'll just move on here. At 580 KIDO. Finally, you take a look at people that are struggling with abuse? We talked about being alone in a way. We've got about a minute and a half here. What would you say to people? You know, we've seen a lot of people come through your program and succeed. Some not so much. Some we still cheer for. But what do you say to people that, you know, have a relative that, that may be in that cycle of abuse, that may be in that cycle of dependency, that may be in that cycle of drugs?
Well, Isaiah said it better than I ever could, Kevin. Isaiah 55, verse 6 says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." And that's the best message that we can give to anyone who's struggling with any kind of sin and problems in their lives, that there is a God right here in this valley who loves them, and all they have to do is look up and call out to him, and he'll hear and answer them. That's the good news. That's the meaning of Christmas to me.
Reverend Bill, we always appreciate it. We thank you for your great service, and keep up the great work.
Bless you, my brother. Thank you for what you're doing for us and for all the folks in the Valley with these broadcasts that you do from the schools and from different events and nonprofit agencies, the domestic violence issues. God bless you and Dorothy, Kevin. We sure appreciate you guys.
I think you're just wanting me to wear the turkey suit today.
You can wear your turkey suit with me anytime you want.
Well, thank you, Reverend Bill. Thank you for your inspiration. We want to remember to remind everybody that you're never alone. God is with you. Just get on your knees and pray. And no matter what the circumstances, whether it's good or bad, the Lord is with you. Be not afraid. He goes with you always.
Amen.
You're listening to 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's get you to work.